right, so today I'm gonna be talking about staying true to yourself and what you believe in. So when you do the good things that God tells you to do, people tend to not want to hang out with you or even talk to you anymore. They'll say, oh, he doesn't like to party, so we just won't hang out with him. Or he doesn't drink or smoke, so like, let's just not call him up, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes you can feel very lonely. People hated Jesus, so they will hate you too. But if you stay strong and stay true to what God has for you, there will be a good outcome. Eventually, people will notice that you're happy and you're not nervous in situations that you're usually nervous in. And your whole attitude is just better and more positive. Now, this is where God's whole plan comes into play. The people that started avoiding you will start to ask you why you're so happy. And this is where you get to tell them about Jesus. This is why God told you to do the things that he has for you. Even though you felt alone for a little bit, that's okay, because now you became the light in your community and now you're doing God's plan. God wants us to be a bright light showing his glory. He doesn't want an unlit Christian. You are either for him or against him. So the main points I'm trying to get across is to stay true to who you are and never change for anyone. And do not fall under the pressure other people put on you, because God has another plan for you, not what your friends want for you. And stay true to God and listen to what he tells you to do, and just do it even if it's hard.